Jake, really good to see you.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing because you did something that really made me laugh this morning.
What?
Me and Jake were looking for a little bit of food before coming to record the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and Jake was wandering around Deptford looking for somewhere, and there was a few food places. This place had a big sign out front saying vegan bagels. It was like a big vegan bagel place. A lot of sort of vegans stood in there waiting to order. Jake walked on in, and I waited outside. But you walked back out and just went, "It's all bloody vegan."
That's not great, is it?
And everyone in the fucking shop turned and looked at you, like as if you'd just gone in there, shat on the floor, and walked out.
That was the hanger. That really was the hanger of the situation. It's, I mean, imagine going to a Chinese restaurant, coming out, it's all fucking Chinese in there.
It's
a ridiculous thing to
do. But you were still like in the shop when you turned out.
I stood
in there, looked at the menu with your hands on your hips, squinting, and then turned around, walked back out, and went, "It's all bloody vegan."
The squint. Yeah, I just had it in my mind. I wanted a big, fatty, full English. But but look, I've had my full English, and I'm in a very good mood because we've got a hell of a guest.
Go on.
So this next guest that we've got on this episode, probably one of the only reasons that anyone might come to our French show to us. She gave us a quote for the poster. Have you seen the poster?
Yeah, it's very impressive.
It's not
impressive.
Bad.
Really impressive. Really
and, you know, she's given a quote. Joe Lys has given a quote. It helps. It's the amazing Jordan Gray.
Wow.
Yeah. So, excited. I can't wait for you to meet her. You're going to get on with her so well.
Amazing.
Very funny, very clever. Shall we go?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Joining our pub quiz team this week, we have a fantastic comedian that really can do it all. She sings, she acts, and she's unbelievably funny. It's Jordan Gray.
Welcome to the pub quiz. Thank you. Sorry for speaking over you. That's another thing I can do is interrupt people when they're talking. Thank you.
Jake does that enough.
Yeah, I do it enough. You can tell we've done a few records. Stop interrupting everyone.
Bit of a Barney.
Jordan, this is a...
I've just done it as well.
Can we just talk about how great Jordan Gray is, please?
Without Jordan was about to talk how great Jordan Gray is.
Jordan, this is a coup for the podcast, I would say.
How so?
Well, you're just a bit of a legend, aren't you?
Really?
Well, we've been admirers of you for a very long time. I'm very thankful that you've done the podcast.
It's a reciprocal feeling.
Yeah.
When I come to see you guys do Not Another Quiz Night, it is the best quiz I've ever been on and seen. And I got to be a blushing bride, which, as a transgender woman, was a nice niche to fill. Never expected that to ever happen. Yeah, it was nice. And
did you take part in the quiz?
Well, I answered some questions from the position of a consumer.
I thought you were on the stage.
Oh, I'm going to drag you on stage in Edinburgh to play something. Yeah. I don't know what yet, but we will. Do you get time to quiz sort of in your very busy life? Or do you like quiz shows?
I like quiz shows. I've not quizzed for a long time. I used to live in a pub and we had one of those coin-operated... like a game machine. You know what a game machine is. I don't know why I'm...
A quiz one?
Yeah, like a quiz machine. But I was a teenager, so I got distracted by, like, you could do the quiz or you could do the game where there was two nudie ladies and you had to spot the difference between the two identical pictures of the nudie ladies. So there'd be, like, a toe missing or a nipple missing. And that took a lot more of my money than a quiz. I don't like not being good
at sell
things.
The pub, remortgage the whole thing, and our family were bankrupt.
I think people, because I got this accent, some people assume I'm not very clever. I like that it's a surprise that I am, but I'm not as clever as I think I am, and I hate being bad at stuff, so I'm not usually quite very good on a quiz.
I think that's a nice mix. We get guests come on who say, "Oh, I'm terrible. Mm. I think that's a nice mix of saying, "Look, guys, I am quite clever.
I'm cleverer than I sound, not as clever as I think."
Okay, yeah.
Is there any subjects or topics that is your forte?
Science and nature, everything is just a derivation of a Latin or... You know, everything's the prefixes and suffixes of words. You just figure it out.
Yeah. Fucking hell, you're cleverer than you sound.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And is there any topics or have they come up you're passing them over?
Music, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know anything.
But you're a musician.
Past like 68, 69. I don't know anything that's happened.
I think you're going to fill some gaps that I think so.
I don't think we've had a guest who say their specialist subject is... sort of nature.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Sick.
That's really great. Yeah,
all right,
really
good.
So we like to ask our guest if they could provide us with a fact that they've been enjoying recently, or that they've known for a long time, or what's your just whip it out for us, please.
A fact that has been percolating that you've enjoyed over time is a really sweet idea. I learned it, and I just can't get over it.
I'm
right?
Not thinking about it.
I don't think it's a normal
Jordan, you've been late for work. Actually, you're not replying. What's wrong with her? Really, she just loves this fact.
I had to Google an interesting fact for a date. Because I wanted to be interesting. And so I don't know if you've heard this before, I apologise, but I heard it and was interested to learn that apparently all the electricity it takes to run the internet collectively weighs the same as an apricot. like all the electrons and ions and atoms and all that, is if you put it all in a, I don't know, apricot shaped container, it would be indistinguishable from an apricot.
Out and you had your eyes shut, yeah. You wouldn't know what was the apricot and what
this
was the
feels
electron.
Like that's Brian it. Cox on The Only Way Is Essex. If an apricot was the size of all the electrons.
Yeah. The only way is Andromeda. If you were to drop all the electricity from the internet at the same time as an apricot, they'd land at the same time on the floor. That's what I'm saying.
This is a fact? This is a fact.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, your voice went up then, so yeah. You weren't too sure.
I just can't believe it!
Now you see what I've been thinking about the whole time. Yeah. I think it's a good fact. It's not an old wives' tale, it sounds modern.
Yeah,
I think that's my suspicion of those sorts of facts, is that my introduction to facts was old wives' tales, of just my nan being like, if you eat fish and milk at the same time, you'll get vitiligo, what Michael Jackson had. she generally thinks that, and I'm like, I remember being at like, because that's like in an Indian household where those two things wouldn't really mix, but then I'll be at school having a fish pie being like, hang on a minute, the dairy and fish have met, I'm going to get vitiligo.
My wife, on the way out the door, I said, I'm doing this quiz and I need an interesting fact, I really want to impress them, and she said, if you burn your fingers and you touch your ear, you don't feel the pain anymore. And I said, like what, like third degree? And she went, nah. No, you're right, that doesn't work. So I said, that's not a fact, is it? That's an old wives' tale with maybe a little bit of truth to it. That's not the same thing as a fact.
At school they said if you got winded, because I mean I'd get punched in the stomach quite a lot, put your hands over your head and then run around, it'll help.
That is what a bully. I was just getting more bullied.
Winding you.
I was just like, mate, just put your hands over your head and flap them around and run around. I'm still really hurting me though.
What you've got to do is move your hands away from your stomach. Do not protect it anymore, so we can continue having our fun.
No, I promise it will work. Again!
Keep trying.
I don't know if this is a fact, but at school, it's not a fact at all. But did you have one of these at school where a kid had a wank in a bath, and then his mum used the bathwater afterwards, got pregnant? that's a fact that went round
classic,
my school.
Isn't it? That's a classic.
We're not in fact territory anymore at all, are we?
And that child is here today. I'm that kid.
Jordan, do you have a team name for us?
Right, a wanky clever one or a sort of just a funny sounding one?
Let's have both.
Well, both if you've got both.
Funny, clever wanky one. You've heard of quantum physics?
Heard of
quantum
it.
Quantum quizics.
Quantum
Quizzix is my clever name.
That's really nice. I like that. Satisfying to say.
Yeah. But my chosen idea, my funny name, it rolls off the tongue. Quizabella Rossellini.
That's nice.
That's the one we're going for. Quizabella Rossellini.
Okay, should we get to know our quizmaster?
Yes, please.
So each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a UK quizmaster. And our quizmaster today is a friend of the podcast. It's one of our gladiators. We have some regular ones who send them in. And this is Barney Fritz. And this time he's sending his quiz from the King's Arms in Bexley Heath. Have you been there?
God, that suggests that he emails over the quiz from the location.
Yeah, he's obviously a prolific quiz master.
He is. I've got to send one from the King's Arms. Yeah. I've not been to the King's Arms in Bexley Heath.
Well, if you want to go, his quiz is on Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Great.
Should we get into his first round?
Thank you, Barney.
Round one from Barney, jumping. Definitely, we've not had that before.
No, we've not had a
that's
jumping
the title
round.
Of the round.
Yeah, the round is jumping, so we're going to have five questions on jumping. Question one, who released the song Jump in 1983?
Definitely not the song that...
I was thinking of For My Love.
I think it is that. But jump in, feel my touch.
I thought that was like 90s. I thought that was like Girls like Aloud or something.
I think Girls Aloud covered it.
Ah, okay.
And I think that there is an earlier version of that we are missing. So, yeah, they covered it. And Hugh Grant danced to it in Love Actually.
Yeah.
So it's not Girls Aloud. You are thinking of exactly the right song, I think.
Yeah.
Like Wizard or Slade or someone like that, isn't it? Isn't that the...
Oh,
do you think?
They had a Christmas hit. Whoever did it had another Christmas hit as well.
Oh, okay. Well, Slade. Well, both of them did. I think it could be.
Oh, guys,
I'm quite into Slade, and I've not heard.
I think it was. I think it was like a girl band. I don't think it was Slade.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm worried though. This is the wrong jump.
Could it be like Bucks Fizz or something?
I think it might, because there's another jump by Criss Cross, the hip hop duo that was like jump, jump, Criss Cross will make you jump, jump. So I don't know which one it is now.
All right. Should we do that?
Nah.
Okay.
Don't think it's that. Pointer Sisters. That sort of band.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. That sort of girl band that would sing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to write it down. I don't feel good about it.
It's very tentative.
Question two. In what decade of the 20th century was the trampoline invented?
What a fun thing to invent.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, you never guess what I've just invented.
Guys, I'm really into jumping, but I just can't get high. I just love something round in my garden. I just love jumping.
I love that he's invented the garden trampoline. Yeah. It's not the Olympic one.
Yeah. And then someone else is coming. His mum's coming, letting me like, you need a net round that. And they've got the net.
Well, like all things that reach the public sector, or the entertainment and leisure sector, it usually starts off with military applications, doesn't it? I reckon it was a military invention before it was anything else.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Or at least it's just get over a fence or something, and then they've gone, that was fun.
Right, yeah.
I'd go as early as possible, personally.
I think so.
Space age rubber material, they were so excited about it, weren't they, in like the 1920s or whatever?
Yeah, 20 sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I can imagine being a 1920s trampolinist team.
Question three. What revolutionary technique was first seen at the 1968 Mexico City Olympics?
The scissor kick, I believe, for the high jump.
Ah.
Yeah, I set my high school record doing it, and it's actually harder than the... the other way around. Sorry for swearing. The Frosby flop is what I meant to say. The Frosby flop, which took over from the scissor kick.
Yeah.
And I set my record doing the scissor kick, which is harder to do.
And what's the difference between a Frosby flop and a scissor kick, man?
Let me show you right now.
Lovely.
No, oh, wow. I'm going to do that. No.
I have no doubt that you were going to do that.
Jumping over the pole, the scissor kick, you go over two legs, if I may, two legs at a time, you kind of one leg after the other. A Frosby flop is you jump and your whole back goes over and the head goes over first, back, and then legs up in the air, so you can get a few extra inches.
Because wasn't it named after, did the guy, did, he was called Frosby?
So yeah.
Frosby.
Yeah.
He did, and everyone did the jump like the scissor technique, and then he came along in 1968 in Mexico City Olympics, and he did this new thing called the Frosby Flop, and now it is like up there with the
We're going to name this new jump after you, Frosby, and we're going to call it Frosby Flop. Does it have to be flop? Frosby Flop. I just want, because obviously this is going to go in history.
With flop.
Do I want to be always associated with flopping? I don't know if I want that forever.
Why don't we call it Frosby Flip? I've sort of flipped in, right?
It's flipping more of a flip than another 180 degrees out of it. We wouldn't be calling that.
Lovely stuff.
That's great,
I like that
answer. That's also great, and do you know if you still hold the record?
No, it was lost about 2 weeks later. Okay, they did the Frosby Flop. I can imagine all the listeners at the moment I said scissor kick going, no, come on, it was the other. But so I'm glad we rectified that.
Yeah.
Because I went in so hard with it as well.
I think the default sound of most of our listeners is, no!
I was halfway through the question I heard. Rushed to the end of it just because I knew. Question four, true or false, kangaroos can't jump backwards? That's a good question.
Have you seen a really good question.
You ever seen one jump backwards?
Have you ever seen a kangaroo in real life?
Yeah. Spent a lot of time in Melbourne.
Oh,
yeah. Comedy festivals out there. Got family out there in Nunawading. I would say, I don't know if it's their default position, much like a shark, but they can physically do it because, I don't know, if you jump in a strong wind, you're going
to
get taken.
You have to be able to jump backwards,
I'm sure I've seen them. They're almost like boxers, aren't they? Sort of jockey back and forth a bit.
Yeah, they do go back and forth.
Back and forth, and they can pull back. And
I'm happy with false.
Can't jump backwards.
Oh, hello.
It's a good job.
Lovely.
Someone's had half a Guinness. Question five. Which animal has the highest jump related to its body size?
In relation to, yes.
Yeah, okay. Body size.
I think you know.
Well, the flea, apocryphally, isn't that?
Of course.
The animal.
Beautiful.
You would hear that a lot. It's like the equivalent of Superman. Although he can fly. I remember hearing as a kid, he's like he could jump over. If Superman was a bug, he'd be a flea. No, I'm paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing the facts. But
if Superman was at school with you, Jordan, he'd have broken the record, actually.
Yeah.
The Frosby Flop.
Yeah. The Kent.
I think we're quite confident on that. Round one.
That was a good round.
Quite a nice round as well, yeah.
We like to set the sort of like challenge within the challenge of trying to get at least one round that's a 5 out of 5. Mm. So there's 3 opportunities to do so. We might do it on the first one.
So, who released the song Jump in 1983? We weren't too sure.
We weren't that sure.
Van Halen. Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Yeah.
You know
what, you knew that?
No, I mean, every time you're going to give me the answer, I'm going to do this
reaction. Okay.
But it was that style. It was a band. I just saw a stadium band, but I couldn't. Unhelpful.
But the decade in the 20th century that the trampoline was invented, we said the 1920s. Mm. The specific year was 1936. Close. You were right with saying early.
Earlier rather than later.
That is frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah. And the revolutionary technique first seen at the Mexico City Olympics was the Frosby flop.
Thank goodness for
finally
that,
something.
I went in so hard.
True or false, kangaroos can't jump backwards. We knew, we've seen kangaroos jockeying back and forth. Yeah. Like, so we said false. The answer is, of course, true.
okay, great.
Kangaroos can't jump backwards.
This is an absolute bloodbath. <Yeah. laughs>
What this we is like to do is a 5 out of 5. I think we might have a
I
know.
Four, but, yeah. I thought this would be the round to introduce the 5 out of 5 to Jordan. This is like the quiz equivalent of the start of Saving Private Ryan. We're just absolutely being annihilated.
So kangaroos can't jump backwards. That's true. We're wrong with that. And the final animal with the highest jump related to its body size is the flea.
Oh, good.
Great answer. Good. You're not wrong about your sort of knowledge with nature.
Just 2 out of 5 on that.
So a great start.
Yeah.
But we enjoyed that round. We thought we felt we could have a go at everything.
What were the
we?
Two correct answers? Can I just check with you?
So it was the Fosby flop.
That one that, okay. That I.
We walked right into that. She absolutely done and diddled us there. So round two is find a link. We've got a lovely little bit of brackets from Barney Fritz, what the links, the things listed. So we're not going to be asking questions in a traditional sense. I'll be listing some things. This is tell me what links they might. It's quite link. Different. Yeah. A bit of fun from Barney. So, Barney, I'm sure you have fun in the other aspects of your life too. Question number one. What links hot, milk, fountain, dark?
Chocolate.
Oh. Very nice. Chocolate. chocolate. I want that one. I know that one. Question number two, Bend It Like Beckham, The Blind Side, Field of Dreams, Moneyball.
Is it going to be an actor?
Sports films.
Sports films.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, Barney, is this round for the thick table? It feels like it's for the thick set. Watch us now get all of them wrong. Yeah. Question number three, Gunslinger, Horseshoe, Walrus, Pencil.
Oh, types of crab?
Skirts?
Skirt, yeah.
No, you don't get a walrus skirt, do you?
Guns. Not with that attitude. No, you're right, it's got to be type, if precedes the type of clothes, right? A gunslinger's bandolier, a horseshoe.
A horseshoe. Oh, God, I really wish I hadn't slagged off the quiz. This happens every time you slag off the quiz.
I think it is it's footwear of some kind. Yeah. No, sorry. Clothing. Not footwear at all.
What's a walk?
Oh, is it a moustache?
Oh, moustache.
It is.
Gunslinger?
Yeah.
I think you would get a gunslinger, sort of like a cowboy's moustache.
Well done.
So technically a clothing of the face.
The footwear of the nose.
Tunisia, Turkey, New Zealand, China.
Countries, aren't they?
Are they countries?
Yeah.
We'll put countries if we don't come up with anything. We know that. Do they all produce something? Do they all...
Tunisia, Turkey, New Zealand and China.
They all have stars on their flags.
Yeah.
I believe.
Oh.
Okay.
Which works for me?
Yeah. Stars on the flag, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parentheses, countries with, so we do get that country point.
Countries with. Question number five, China in 1982. Now, look, Barney, loving the round. As a quiz master myself, I would hesitate to ever put the same word, phrase, topic, question after question. China. You know, we've just come off a China thing. Yeah. Let's mix it up a bit, but fine. China in 1982. Africa in 2009, the world in 1804, Facebook in 2012.
So some big thing launching or going public? Did Facebook go public in 2012? Million. It would be to do with like population or something, right? Like as in
Jordan, a milestone. That is genius.
Yeah? Like maybe
it was when all these things hit.
Some
billion
maximum capacity.
Yeah.
You're so
a billion,
right.
It's a billion.
China would have had it in 1982. African
billion people in Africa. Billion people.
I think that might be the most satisfying answer I've ever heard on a quiz. That's good. Lovely. Guys, feeling good about this?
I'm feeling very good about this.
Let's not tempt fate, but 5 out of 5 could be on the cards. Okay, so hot milk fountain dark, it was indeed chocolate. Question number two. Bend It Like Beckham, The Blind Side, Field of Dreams, Moneyball, sport films. Question number three. At school, were you the kid that was like, yes?
Yeah,
after every correct answer, yes. Question number three, Moustache Styles. Question number four, Starry Flags. And number five was reached a billion people.
Yes.
Well done. Really well done.
Five out of five.
Jordan Gray, she's absolutely nailed it.
Made up for that.
Oh God, that felt amazing. That felt really good.
Yeah.
We're going to have a break now from the quizzing because we're all a bit sweaty. We want to talk about some exciting stuff that's been happening. Do you remember ages ago, I saw you and you said, oh, I might end up having an ITV sitcom. You've had an ITV sitcom.
It's occurred.
Please tell us about the journey of it. Because from what I understand, it has been a journey.
It's been a long, long time. We made a short form series for Comedy Central back in 2020, come out a month before COVID.
When you say we, it was you and...
Just me. Right. Takes an army to make a show. It's called Transaction. Myself and the lovely Thomas Gray made for Paramount. And then over time, it was extracted from the Paramount and by Nick Frost, who said, if I ever see this, I'd love to play the boss. If it ever gets made for TV, I'd love to play the boss in this show. So his company extracted it, him and Simon Pegg. And then we got the commission with ITV. And so we shot it in November last year and it just came out. So it's currently, perhaps not when this airs, but every Tuesday night on ITV2, available to watch in full on ITVX. And we just set a record for them. It's the earliest in a year that an episode has hit like a million or something like that. Yes, it's really good. And our overnights, which are the numbers of people watching on the television, we keep winning our time slot every week.
Really?
Yeah, like it's the most watched terrestrial channel. Like it's doing all right.
It stinks of a second series, but let's not get too, you never know.
It's really funny. It's set in a supermarket.
Amazing.
I'm in it.
I know, I've seen.
The supermarket and the show.
It looks really stylized. And Thomas Gray is... Do you know Thomas Gray? Remember him from...
From the lad.
Lads.
No, he's very funny. Very, very funny.
And then in and amongst all that, you're back at Fringe?
Yeah, I know. Why? Like, I don't remember agreeing to the month. Okay. I would have gone for a little excursion, but now it's like a whole thing. With my new show, is that a cock in your pocket or are you just here to kill me? Because after I got naked on the television on a show called Friday Night Live. That's like where we sort of, not that's not where we met, but that's when we met, was roughly around that time. Because then everyone started giving me stuff, like shows, scripted and unscripted, and I saw you at Not Another Quiz Night. So after that, loads of people wrote to me to say they were going to kill me, or they would like to.
Fucking
none
hell.
Of them did, obviously. I'm here. baseless. this makes me think of this all the time. You better watch your back or I'm going to kill you. Said no professional assassin in the history of time. who does that? It will never happen.
That's a really good point.
But it's because I'm transgender. So I got nude on TV. An awful thing to do. 45 minutes after, Naked Attraction on Channel 4. How could you do that?
I know.
But I've got boobs and a willy and that doesn't match for a lot of people. So they said they're going to kill me. So the show's got a bit of a gunslinger feel to it. I'm like dressed all like gunslingery. And it's just talking about that sort of crazy time because my life's gone all weird since then. It's got really good. But then it's got really hard for transgender people at the same time. It's a funny old time to be alive.
But not just get
five out of five in that round.
Just get naked on the telly while playing piano as well. I'm going to say.
Yeah. It involved the two things in intertwined.
Yeah, you did, really did. Yeah. It was incredible.
You know what was supposed to happen? Anyone that's seen it, it was supposed to black out the moment I...
Really?
Yeah, it didn't black out. I mean, you would have seen
it. If anything, it was a one-shot.
Yeah. you could see the angle. It was ready to capture that moment. But the ding in my live show, it blacks out. It just didn't black out. So I'm just stood there naked on the television. Well, I'm here now. So I just did a little dance.
So how do you find Edinburgh? Because I think in my mind and a lot of people who sort of like into comedy, you're very associated with it because it's always it feels like it's always a big landmark show that you do there. Do you still love it? Do you still find it sort of? I don't know. I mean, I'm going up for the month. I'm finding it absolutely terrifying. Or do you think
it's terrifying? Peter Piss. No, it's scary. It's really scary. Living up to it is horrible. Like I mean that. As if it can be as good as that last show. I did this big show, that's the only reason I'm here. Mm. It's the only reason we haven't met. It's the only reason anyone knows me. It's this big show called Is It A Bird? Great name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is really, It A Bird?
Really
I'm
great
transgender.
Name.
And I'm from Essex. That's a great name for a show. So it's really, really hard to do a second show. But I think I cracked it last night. I did a little preview last night and it was funny again. So I think it's going to be right.
Did he go through waves of not being?
Yeah, the middle was just rubbish. And it got a little sad at the end. And sad's good sometimes, but now it's like good sad. Okay. It's like triumphant sad, which is a
best kind of sad.
Yeah, you know.
Every wank I've ever had.
Yeah. That was the comedy tag that bit needed. Thank you. That's good. Good.
How did it all start for you? I mean, how did you go from...
My mother was in a bathtub.
Marking her own work. So many ticks on her favourites. I quite like finding out when we have guests. Like, how did you not have a normal job? How did you do that?
I left college and went straight into music. I was a pop singer for 10 years, and it just went well. I got really lucky straight away. So I was just doing music around, and I did Europe a bunch of times. I did like 7 albums and Pride. A lot of prides. I played every pride that this country's got at least 5 times because I'm extremely affordable. Mm-hmm. But they would like get me through the summers and stuff. So yeah, it was music for 10 years. And then I did reality TV in 2016. I did The Voice and I decided I wanted to be a comedian instead. I had a good time, but I just wanted to be a comedian. And then it's the massive jump from comedy, music to comedy in it. That worked out as well. I don't really have a traumatic answer for you to explain.
No, we don't want trauma.
No, it's good.
That was just joy. Yeah.
Thank you. Good.
Yeah. I love that you were like, oh, we need some trauma.
So there's got something in there.
It's incredible. That's what speaks to your trauma, that you thought there needed to be some trauma.
Yeah, just my dad, my dad's the biggest Elvis fan in the world, so I just grew up listening to Elvis, and that was the benchmark. If you're not as good as Elvis, then don't do it. Mm. So that's still in the back of my brain.
Might stop doing it then.
You're literally as good as Elvis. You literally do Elvis.
I do sometimes do
a very good Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys.
Really
that's
good.
Very kind.
A really good Elvis.
Yeah, subscribe on Patreon. You can have a look.
Yeah.
I was with him once in a pub and he did it in a pub on the table and the barman told him to get there.
Did it? When?
In Soho.
God, did I
remember?
Really?
God, I'm really, in there. I'm awful. You got on there. We only had about 2 points.
I am awful.
No, wait, you can stop that or you can leave.
Yeah. I'll leave. Fine.
Just out in the street, probably in a trap.
You don't understand this, genius. I'm sure everyone already follows you, Jordan, but if they'd like to see more of you and find more of you, where can they find you on the internet?
I would be quite surprised to find the Venn diagram of my life and this podcast being a circle. There must be loads of people that don't. So thank you. You're very sweet. At Tall Dark Friend across all of social media, because that was my stage name as a musician for 10 years. Tall Dark Friend. Don't know what it means. Didn't know then, don't know now.
So, yeah, okay. Tall Dark Friend. Give her a follow. See her in Edinburgh. I'm going to drag you on stage to the quiz as well. But we have business to do, so it's round 3. We smashed that last round, didn't we?
That was amazing.
That was very
good.
Lots
of ticks on that paper.
2 5 out of 5 would be incredible, wouldn't it?
What have we got now? And hopefully,
round 3 from Barney is time.
Okay.
Time. Yeah. Okay. Quite broad. So, question 1. You know how you said in the last one, mate? If we've had a question on China,
yeah.
So question 4 of round 2 was about China. Mm. Question 5 of round.
Yeah, you obviously know more China. That's enough.
Question 1 of round 3. How many time zones does China have?
Stop sucking off China. Barney, just stop sucking off China for one second of your life, mate.
I loves it.
Unbelievable how much you're doing that.
We should know this, shouldn't we?
Yeah, there's over a billion people there. Yeah.
I think we've had this question before and I think we've fucked it.
It's so long. It's like
I think
two,
it might be one.
Three.
I think there's one time zone because it's all been standardized.
Oh, is it?
I really think I think we tried to sort of plot in our heads. We had this in a really early episode, do you remember?
Ishan, I think.
Ishan Akbar, yeah. And we tried to plot it out. How long across the map would you have another time zone? And we spent all this time on just one. I think it's just one.
That's proper quizzer's brain. I like that.
Really? Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, I've got quizzer's brain. Let's see someone about that.
Question 2. In which country would you find the largest clock tower?
Now? Probably Dubai, right? They'd just be some.
Yeah, they'll just done it.
It's just in a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah.
They want it.
Dubai. Is Dubai... Guys, this is so bad when you host a pub quiz pod and you have to ask a question like this. Is Dubai a city or a country?
I don't think anyone
knows.
Oh,
no, you're right.
I don't think anyone knows.
No, you're so right.
I don't think they
what
know.
Is, excuse me, what's
what
Dubai?
Is, what's Dubai?
So, because if we're writing in which country, is it UAE? I think it's UAE. Yeah. Dubai's in UAE. So should we write UAE?
UAE brackets Dubai.
We don't think it'll be...
Do we think that they've definitely sort of won up, or do we think there is somewhere quite traditional with?
I think they've won up.
It's not Big Ben.
Nah, Big Ben. As a kid, I was sort of really disappointed to find out, as I began to learn more about the world, I just thought Big Ben was like the skyscraper. It's nothing.
It's basically
it's pathetic.
It's really tiny.
It's not pathetic. Let's go Dubai. UAE, Dubai.
How long in minutes is a week?
Oh, excellent. There we go.
Right. You're the sort of nerd that will like doing this.
60 times 60, 3...
I knew she would as well. Straight into it.
3,600, right? That's your hour times 24. 36 times 24. 72 plus...
Why are you riveting? Raising your eyebrows like you're working it out?
It's got to be riveting for you guys. I do apologise.
No, this is the beauty of the podcast.
6, 18, 32, 12, 40...
It's minutes, not seconds. Four.
Yeah. Shit. Sorry. I'll divide it by 60 at the end.
That's a harder way to get around it.
No, to be fair, I would have...
Don't worry, I'll work out in seconds. And
I would have been back to the start.
6, 4, 0, 0.
I've never...
I've never... Who goes? Don't worry, guys. I'll divide it by 60.
It's not a maths question. Don't worry, I'll divide it by 60.
Is it Dubai or UAE? Don't worry, I'll divide it by 60.
All right, got it.
No idea. I think it is, for the tape, Jordan has written no idea.
I think it's 124 million.
Okay.
Sorry, 124,000 minutes.
Sorry, I should have been trying.
Should we all try? Yeah. 4 times 6 is 240.
Okay. China.
2 times 0 is...
Elvis on pub table. Kangaroo backwards.
So that's that. So that times 7.
Can't jump
1440 backwards. Times 7. Seven times four.
Fucking loads of people in China. Van Halen, obviously.
I've forgotten how to do long multiplication.
Yeah, this is really bad, isn't it? So in a week, there's 1,440. You got to that as well, didn't you? 1,440.
Yeah, I did get to that.
And then this fat times 7.
Yeah.
So,
really? That's what it is? Oh, cool. Yeah.
So I believe it is 10,000... And 80.
All right.
What?
10,080.
Okay.
10,080?
Yeah.
All right.
Which is a big downgrade from what I previously wrote down from Jordan, which is 124,000.
Yeah.
10,080. Let's do it.
Okay.
Great. Question number...
as if you move on that fast from such an epic thing.
From what just happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I feel like we've all just like been really excited to sort of like have a threesome. Something's gone terribly wrong. And we're like, we'll be seeing you again.
An admin error. The condoms are out of date. Okay, we're going to have to... Okay, let me ring up, because I did pay for them.
Was that a fart or a draft? Question number 4.
Which British person was Times Person of the Year in 1952?
52 was when the Queen was coronated, I believe.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I would imagine it was Queen Elizabeth.
Good logic, because there must be someone else to assimilate it to, like that year. To
Queen Elizabeth. Well, so, dead now, of course.
Famous.
Let me just check. No, you're right. Yeah.
Question 5. Jonathan Harchick created the longest YouTube video of all time, but how long is it in days? And you get a point within 5 days. So that insinuates it's very long.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, hang on a minute. Let's work it out. So how many minutes are there in a week?
Shit, my math here.
I don't know. I mean, as a question setter, if I was, the sort of leeway I'm giving is normally about 10% of the sort of...
I know, but you've got to think. It takes us about half a day to upload an episode to YouTube, and that's normally an hour or under. How long is it? You know what I mean? I don't think you could facilitate something.
But I mean, like, guys, I don't know if you noticed, this is 4K. He might be down. He might be uploading it in you know, 320p.
Must be a black screen.
Yeah. It might be. It must be that.
Barney, is Barney maybe giving us a bit of a trick question there? And it's less than a day as well.
Maybe.
And that's the. It's just one day.
How long is it?
Sort of fuckery you would do, isn't it, Barney?
Point if you're within 5 days, so everyone goes all 10. He's like, no, it's just one.
Yeah, it's one day. You could have got it if you said 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised. Because it'd be in hours on YouTube, wouldn't it?
I don't think they'd let you do it more than a day anyway.
Yeah, who's hosting that?
Well, we might as well say 5 days because then we'd get the point.
You're so right.
Yes.
Oh,
good
the math
stuff.
Came back there.
Are you quite good at maths then?
Pretty clever.
Are you quite good at maths?
No. Not bad at mental maths. Could never do any sort of like algebra, but just sort of
arithmetic
times divide. Plus
the others, or the others, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot the other two.
Be a cheering albums. Right, should we do the answers?
Yeah,
I'm
go
really
on.
Let's see how we've done here. So, how many time zones does China have? Jake, you sort of dug back in your head, I'm sure we had this before, and I'm sure it was a trick question. Mm. It was one.
Oh, thank gosh.
Yeah, sorry if that was too loud in the microphone.
In which country would you find the largest clock tower? We said United Arab Emirates. Correct sort of logic, it's Saudi Arabia.
All right,
similar area, Mecca.
There was a slightly xenophobic part of me that wants to go, we can have that, can't we? Yeah. But, sort of the same. But don't you guys say that, is what I would suggest.
How many minutes is a week? It is in a week. What did we answer, Jake? What did we answer?
Well, no, it was your work, wasn't it? Oh, it was 10,080. 10,080.
The answer is 10,080.
Oh,
well done, Liam. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
And you know what? That little smile right there, that's what makes it all worth it. That is what makes it all worth it.
Some props to this guy here. Which British person was Times Person of the Year in 52? Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
That's lovely.
Really happy with that.
And then finally, the longest video on YouTube. How long is it? We said 5 days because that gives us anything between 1 and 5 days.
Or 10.
It's 25 days, 500, which is 596 hours, a minute and 41 seconds.
Let me just check the math on that.
Does that put us in the range? Fine. You know what? It's one of those ones I don't feel gutted about not getting. I think, look, we've learned something, but we weren't ever going to sort of like be able to work it out. Mm. I feel very, very happy for you about the maths question.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate that.
And I feel alarmed that I was not able to get anywhere near it.
So overall, that brings us to, it's been a real mixed bag. We've got a 2 out of 5, then a 5 out of 5, then another 2 out of 5. So 9 out of 15 is our final score, which I think is respectable. We like to get to double figures, don't we?
Oh yeah, I just don't think that reflects the intellect of the episode, though. I feel that I've learned so much. Yeah. I feel we've discussed such an array of topics.
This actually felt like one of the smartest.
Yeah, it probably did.
Isn't that always the way in school? The smartest kids, you bore, you sort of tire and you drop off towards the academic side, but you're still really smart. You get in more trouble than the not smart kids.
As an episode, though, this is the closest we were ever going to get to QI. And I just think that the score didn't reflect that.
No.
And it's just a shame for Jordan that she's going to be mid-table on the league table, I think.
Like
we have absolutely adored you coming on the episode. Come back if you fancy it one day.
Thank you.
Just going to quickly note that your working out paper looks like...
It looks like a Pete Doherty art gallery.
Yeah. It looks quite terrifying.
I think if you like slide it down, it is kind of like the code from The Matrix. If you just like...
Or the walls from Seven that he's been writing on.
More like
thank you so much for coming on the episode.
Should we do a little review of the quiz?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got a bit of criteria here, just out of 10.
Okay.
So first one to rate Barney's quiz is playability.
Okay.
Out of 10.
This is so boring.
I can't keep a straight face when I say stuff like that because I think that you believe me, so I have to undercut it really fast.
It's really nice, it did feel like we'd reached a really lovely natural end to it, and I was like, no, it's our fault, we put it in the format, we're stuck with it now.
That's why I thought it'd be funny, because I wanted to undercut the camaraderie that we built up, but I am genuinely interested.
No, you're fucking not.
I really am, I promise, I swear on my little heart.
Hey, Barney's a fan of yours.
Yeah, thank you, Barney. This is not boring at all.
Sorry, I thought you were saying the question was really boring. I thought you were just the question of asking someone to rate the playability.
It was a jape.
I was joking. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Out of 10, playability for Barney's quiz.
10 out of 10. I played the whole thing. Yeah. None of it was unplayable. We're here. We've made it.
Yeah. Really good point. Really good point. I love it when a guest comes on and just dismantles the format. We worked hard to build.
Then I get so scared of asking the next one. Yeah. You ask it.
Range of questions.
No, but see, there we go. A lot about China. That's I don't see.
Yeah, true, actually. Three in a row.
Chinese fellatio.
Yeah, stop sucking off China.
Yeah, it's the only message of this podcast. Yeah. They're already beating us in industry.
They've won the AI war, not the fellatio war too.
Yeah, no, but jumping. It gets high points for jumping.
That was great round, wasn't it?
Because that was unexpected. What, like eight out of 10?
Yeah,
range?
Fair enough. Yeah,
thank you, buddy.
To bring it out. And then the final bit of criteria is just a good vibes rating out of 10 for your experience. That takes in it all into account, including the quiz, but including us, the producers, the drinks, the room.
I've done the math on this actually.
174,000.
I'd like to take that as our score, actually. Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah,
beautiful.
Jordan, thanks again. It's been an absolute joy, and a big thanks to
our gladiator, Barney from the King's Arms in Bexley Heath, and his quiz is on a Wednesday at 7 p.m.
We love you, Barney.
Thank you, Barney.
We love you. And we love you, Jordan.
Right, should we go and do more maths? Let's go and do more maths. Yeah!